Welcome. This is Lisa Elliott, and this is another episode of A Year of Wonderland. A Year of Wonderland is a place you can find out about living in the Pacific Northwest, hear hiking and backpacking stories, and you might even add to your own backpacking repertoire if you'll be traveling here soon. I've lived my entire life in the Pacific Northwest, home of one of the most beautiful settings in the United States, if not the entire world. Most of the content of this show and others can be found on my blog at www.elliottslocationphotography.com. To read, see additional photos, and even catch a few scenic videos anytime, go to www.elliottslocationphotography.com. Episode 24 is titled Live Life Fully and the 10 Keys to Mental Abundance. Training doesn't just involve physical conditioning, it involves mental endurance to work through challenges. If you work through the tips here, you will return with a clearer picture of how daily life can be lived in order to feel mental abundance. We hope to see you back. Welcome back from my journal. Chapter 21, Live Life Fully. 14 days around Mount Rainier wasn't an easy walk in the park. It included 150 miles at elevations between 2,800 feet to 6,200 feet. When I added up the elevation gain and loss on my Garmin, it was somewhere around 60,000 feet up and down, steep hills, and trails carrying a backpack that weighed anywhere from 32 pounds to 38 pounds with food and water. Prior to leaving in August, I was training on average of 6 days a week for a triathlon I was planning to participate in September. I worked at weight training in a high-intensity interval class, plus either ran, walked with a backpack of 20 pounds of kitty litter, or rode my bike. On additional days I was off, I would swim at least a mile. That's when the gym was open. Regardless, still after all the training, each night we made it into camp, I felt like I was crawling there. Was there something I missed in my training, nutrition, or equipment selection? Giving myself a little more credit where credit was due, I compared myself to the many younger people who do not finish and leave early off the trail due to a variety of reasons. You cannot control the weather, but you can control your physical preparedness, and being physically unprepared is probably the number one reason hikers leave the trail. The second being rain or adverse weather conditions. A lot of people also attempt to do it in June, which is technically when it opens, but for reservations anyway, but June there is snow up. Like right now it's June 13th and there's a 10-foot wall of snow around 5,000 feet. So anybody that has a reservation in June probably won't be going this year. Putting physical preparedness aside, for me, it was more of a personal, emotional, and certainly mental challenge that started with my ability to live in the moment and relax with all that was around me. And we'll be right back. Welcome back. Many, many years ago, when I first became a teacher, I was introduced to the Native American culture, and it just so happens I had a few books. One was on lore of Native Americans that I read to my third graders the first year I started teaching, and the other one was a book that I thought was really interesting. It contained many of the beautiful messages that the Native Americans had while they were negotiating treaties in the United States. So this particular story is titled A Native American Tells His Story, and the title of he put to it was Behold This Day. It's by Black Elk Hikaka Sapa of the Oglala Sioux Lakota. Black Elk lived 1863 to 1950, and a holy man of Oglala Sioux told the story of his life and his vision to the poet John G. Nearhart in 1931. He received the great vision by which he steered his life at the age of 9. And he says, and a voice said, all over the universe, they have finished a day of happiness. And looking down, I saw that the whole world wide circle of the day was beautiful and green, with all fruits growing and all things kind and happy. Then a voice said, behold this day, for it is yours to make. Now you shall stand upon the center of the earth to see, for there they are taking you. I was still on my bay horse, and once more I felt the riders of the west, the north, the east, the south, behind me in formation as before, and we were going east. I looked ahead and saw the mountains there with rocks and forests on them, and from the mountains flashed all colors upwards to the heavens. Then I was standing on the highest mountain of them all, and round about beneath me was the whole hoop of the world. And while I stood there, I saw more than I can tell, and I understood more than I saw. For I was seeing in a sacred manner the shapes of all things in the spirit, and the shape of all shapes, as they must live together like one being. And I saw that the sacred hoop of my people was one of the many hoops that made on circle wide as daylight and as starlight, and in the center grew one mighty flowering tree to shelter all the children of one mother and one father. And I saw that it was holy. And we'll be right back. Welcome back. From my journal, live your life and behold each day of your journey. 10 keys. Number 1, if you lack confidence and walk in fear, make a plan. As I thought about using Nathan Olney as my first chapter, what gives me confidence is to have a plan and choreograph my moves. I use a table, and on each day I had across each column, distance, elevation, gain loss, elevation of camp, and miles. I memorized my map, I studied each camp, and I planned each meal in every column and row. If this is what it takes to lessen some fear, do it. Otherwise, you are the very adventuresome type who craves living on the edge. Number 2. When you are faced with humbling challenges, the opportunity you're presented is to think things through. The option I choose most often was to break things into manageable chunks. Most important, do not be in a hurry. Most of the time we arrive at camp at dinner time or later. Number 3, grit is the drive that conquers pain. Beauty can be both great and small. Beauty always follows pain, but you must keep your mind open, have enough trust, and look for it. Having a growth mindset that you can do hard things is essential to staying with your plan and having daily reflection and practice that allows for you to seek positives in your life are essential to enjoying your journey when you need a rally. Number 4, your tribe should be your allies. If you are taking others along in your journey, go for a test run. Set limits on discussion if there are sensitive topics. Nothing is worse than to have a conversation hijacked. Number 5, maturity and wisdom matters. use your experiences in life to apply to solving problems. 6. Decision making is a combined effort. Over and over, we discussed the possibilities and weighed outcomes over dinner each night. We checked in with each other in the morning to make sure we were still good with the plan or if something came up as we slept on it. A good night's sleep in a cozy tent of fresh air can inspire revelations. 7. If you are always hungry, then you must learn to delay gratification. I've done a lot of reading on this topic. Being a retired teacher, there is an abundance of research around children that can delay gratification are the most successful in life. Forage for food as much as you can. Drink an abundance of water. Otherwise, you'll be miserable trying to pack treats and trail mix 150 miles. 8. Do not succumb to competition. Through empowerment, we can grow. Our capitalistic world has it backwards, and there is nothing that shows this more completely than being on the trail together. This is your makeshift family, and you all look out for each other. Any other way is a waste of energy and a distraction from what you should be focused on. 9. Experiences are what you bring to the table. Every person has something to offer in life, no matter how young or old, little experience or well-seasoned they may have. 10, reflection with grace is your right spot to be. Live your life and behold this day, it is yours. Listeners out there, I started recording and writing this story because my grandmother had left so many wonderful stories for me to read as I became a grandmother, and thought I should do the same in the very least for my own grandchildren. But I hope that if this helps anyone out there in some small way or big in your journey as you go through life or as you decide to backpack around Mount Rainier and another location. I hope that it helps you have the mental preparedness and remember the stories along the way that kind of get you through life. So anyway, I hope everybody has a great day, and thanks for listening.